Hello, everyone. I'm Mike, and welcome to A Plus English.
Hi, I'm Angeline.
She's Angeline.
So our friends Patricia and Brendan love traveling.
Oh, do they ever.
This year, they're thinking about traveling in Taiwan instead of going abroad because it's so much cheaper, right?
That's right. Last year, they had a great year, but they went to faraway expensive places like Iceland and Singapore. Going to Beitou for the hot springs, much cheaper.
Yeah, they've also, yeah, so we are going to find out what else they're going to do in Beitou because they are going to go see the hot springs, but they have, I think they're going to be there for a while, so there's definitely other things to check out in Beitou.
True.
So let's take a look at our article now.
Visiting beautiful Beitou. Brendan and Patricia are walking through Beitou Park.
This is a nice park. What's that building over there?
That's the Beitou branch of Taipei Public Library.
It looks very beautiful and peaceful.
It's also very green. They use a lot of recycled water to take care of the plants there.
Are those solar panels on the roof?
Yes, the building is very energy efficient.
I'd like to go back there.
I want to see what's up ahead. What's this place?
It's the Beitou Hot Spring Museum. It used to be a public bath when Japan controlled Taiwan.
And now it's a museum?
Yes, we can learn all about hot springs in there.
They continue to walk through Beitou Park.
Word power!
Public. Public. I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone. I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone. Library. Library. Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet. Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet. Roof. Roof. Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof. Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof. Control. Control. Control, controlled, controlled. The boss controls almost everything about the company. The boss controls almost everything about the company. So our friends have arrived in Beitou, and our article says, Brendan and Patricia are walking through Beitou Park. Patricia says, this is a nice park. What's that building over there?
Okay, yeah, Beitou Park, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's sort of right in the middle of the town. Near the MRT station, some restaurants over here, lots of things to see.
Okay.
So it's a great place to start your travels to Beitou from. And next door, they see this very interesting building, as you mentioned, and Brendan says that's the Beitou branch of Taipei Public Library. Ah, it's a library at Tushuguan. Okay. Public library, of course, is for anybody to use. It's not like a library in a university where you might have to be a student to use it. As long as you live in Taipei or have a library card, you can go out there. And when we say branch, we're talking about an organization, a business, or a service like a library that has many different locations in different parts of the city or even country. We often use branches when talking about big chain stores like a 7-Eleven or a big fast food restaurant or banks.
Yeah, banks.
Right? Your local branch will be the one where they have most of your information. If you go to another bank, you can probably take out money and do things like that, but doing something a little more complicated, you would want to use your home branch, the one closest to where you live.
Right.
In this case, though, we're just talking about where the library is. Mm-hmm. They might have a Da'an branch or a Wanhua branch or a Beito branch mm-hmm. of the library system.
Right. So then we had the word public, which you also explained.
Yes,
but
public.
We need an example sentence.
We kind of explained it. It just means it's free for anyone to use. Mm-hmm. It's not private. It's not a business where you have to be a member or pay money. It's public. It's free for people to use. Of course, in Taiwan, we have lots of public schools, public hospitals, public parks, places that anyone can go and use if they need to. For example, I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone. I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone that you see on the street and you have to put money into.
You rarely see those anymore.
Don't see them very often. No. And of course, library, I mentioned that. It's a place where you can go and borrow books. Mm-hmm. Not a bookstore. You don't buy the books. You just borrow them, usually for a week or two, and then bring them back when you're finished. For example, Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet. Remember, the most important word in the library is shh. That's right.
Is that even a word?
It's a word. S-H-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Okay. So our article continues. Well, Patricia, she says, it looks very beautiful and peaceful.
Good.
Right?
Perfect for reading books.
I haven't been there myself, but really, it looks really amazing. I just mm-hmm. saw some pictures.
Yeah.
It's also surrounded by lots of greenery.
Ah.
Okay. So it would definitely be an awesome place to study.
It's quiet.
Scenery is beautiful.
Yeah.
Just feels, like she said, very peaceful.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that word used, greenery, basically means trees, plants, right. A lot of natural growing things. So mm-hmm. Brendan agrees with her. He says, it's also very green.
Yes.
Now, if you've seen pictures of the library, you might think, well, no, it's not really green. No, we don't mean the outside walls are green or the doors are green. What Brendan means, he explains next. He says they use a lot of recycled water to take care of the plants there. So when we use green, we're using it in that environmental kind of pollution-free way, right?
Okay.
When we want to live a green life, you recycle, you don't pollute, mm-hmm. maybe you don't eat a lot of meat, you eat a lot of vegetables and things like that. You don't damage the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So a green building will use a lot of things to save power, save water, throw out less garbage, so that it doesn't pollute the environment so much.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Patricia says, are those solar panels on the roof?
Good green technology.
So let's take a look at the word panel first. Okay. So a panel is a flat piece of wood or glass, and other material too,
mm-hmm.
with straight sides, kind of like a rectangular object.
Kind of shape, yeah.
Yeah. Which forms part of a door, a wall, or a fence.
Mm-hmm.
So solar panels are panels that are designed to soak up the sun's rays as a source of energy. So it uses solar energy. A roof is the cover or top of a building or a vehicle. It's the structure that covers or forms the top of a building.
Mm.
Therefore, the building gets its energy thanks to the solar panels on the roof.
Cool.
So let's take a look at an example sentence for the word roof.
Mm-hmm.
Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof. Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof.
Okay, now don't be confused between roof and ceiling. That's C-E-I-L-I-N-G. The ceiling is the top part of the room you are in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a room and you look up, the lights will be on the ceiling. The roof is the outside part where the rain falls, where the sun shines onto. So if you're inside a building, the roof keeps the rain off your head. The ceiling is just the top of the room, of the box that you are in. Don't get those confused. Brendan says, yes, the building is very energy efficient. That
mm-hmm.
means it uses energy in a very careful way. It doesn't waste a lot. And it also uses natural energy like the power of the sun rather than using electricity from the wall that might come from burning things like oil or coal, which, of course, is not as green, not as healthy.
Mm-hmm. So Patricia and Brendan continue to walk through the park.
Okay.
She's fascinated by the library, so she says, I'd like to go back there.
Oh, okay.
So, they pass the library.
Right.
They're not going to go in this time around.
Time to do a U-turn.
Okay. So, would-like is our 英文快通 for today. So, let's take a quick break to watch our 英文快通 video.
Oh, I would like to do that.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, everyone. I'm Winnie. 每次来到英文快译通，你是不是觉得 Oh no, it's English again? 不如我们下次就不要教英文了，我们来学把妹吧。这样老师可能又会骂人。How about combining both?如果你要把妹，首先一定要先搞清楚人家约会想要做些什么吧。你可以直接说 Oh, what do you want to do? 只是这显得非常的没有气质，我们要有点绅士 gentleman 的态度，这样可以顺便加一点印象分数啦。所以刚刚如果说只是要教大家把妹，可能会被老师骂，那我们就教把妹的英文好啦。我们来学一个字，把它放在句子中的话，瞬间好感度就爆表，那就是 would, W-O-U-L-D。虽然都是翻成想要，但是用 would 这个字就显得更有礼貌啦。所以刚刚说问人家说你想要做什么，我们可以说 What would you like to do? What would you like to do? 那不要说我们都只读后男生啦，女生一样也可以用这个字来增加自己的好感度哟。你也不要就大啦啦的说 Oh, I want to go eat, 我们可以去吃饭。试试看把 would 加进去 I would like to go to a restaurant.Or, I would prefer to go to a restaurant. 我想要去餐厅。I would, 跟其他助动词一样，可以缩写成 I'd. She would 变成 she'd. We would 就变成 we'd, 点点点，以此类推啦。想要可以用 would like to, 不想要一样也可以改成 would hate to.再拿刚刚把妹的状况来说，你不想要惹哭女生这句话也是无敌万用，或者是你也已经在爱情电影里听过啦，大情圣对女孩就会很温柔的说哦，我最不想要看到就是你哭，就可以用这句话啦 I would hate to see you cry， 顺便再掏出卫生纸或手帕，这样就一定手到擒来啦。嘘，不要跟别人说我们边学英文边学把妹哦。Come back for more next time.
Okay, interesting stuff. Now I would like to go back to the article. Let's see what Brendan has to say next. He says, I want to see what's up ahead. What's this place? Okay, if something is up ahead, it's in front of you. You're walking that way and it's further down. So just continue going and you'll be there. What's this place? He sees another building or anotherYou know, structure of something, some kind, and he wants to know, you know, what is it? What is it used for? What is it used for?
So Patricia says, it's the Beto Hot Spring Museum.
That's what it is.
So
okay.
It continues to say, it used to be a public bath when Japan controlled Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
So the phrase used to refers to something that was true in the past, but is no longer true. For example, if I said, I used to live in Canada, it means I lived in Canada in the past.And I no longer live there now.
Oh, okay.
Or I used to hate eating bitter gourds, but now I can't get enough of them.
Oh, okay. So you used to not like it, but now you do.
Yes. Right. So when you take a bath, it means you wash or soak all or part of your body in water. This is different from a shower, right? A shower...The water goes down like this, and you stand under a piece of equipment, and the water flows down, and you wash your whole body. But a bath is like you soak in there and you relax.
That's right. It's like your own little swimming pool.
A mini one.
But you can't swim. You just sit there. And if you're lucky, and like me, you might be able to read a book without dropping it in the water. I always get my book wet when I try to read in the bath, so I just take showers from now on. But we also have another word that's similar that people might be confused about. Take bath.And put an E on the end, and you have something that's kind of in the same area, right?
It's the verb form of a bath, so it means I want to bathe, right?
With the E. Okay, that's to take a bath. So you have a bath in the bath, but when you're doing it, you bathe.
Yes.
Don't get those confused.
One of my dreams actually is to bathe in milk.
Milk?
Yeah, I heard it's really good for the body.
Wow, that'd be a lot of milk.
Yeah.
Okay, what will you do with the milk afterwards?
I guess it has to go down the drain, because it's a waste. It's not green at all, guys.
I know what you should do. You should buy a few cows first.
And then milk them.
Yeah, then you'll have lots of milk.
Oh,
but then you have
where
to
would I
take
put the
care
cows?
Of the cows. Yeah, that might
Can
be
I
a lot
Can I put them at your
trouble.
Place?
No, no, I don't want cows in my place. I have cats, that's enough. Anyways.
Okay. So also we talked about the word, we were talking about bathe and
yes.
then shower, right?
Yes.
So shower is both a verb and a noun and
yes.
it's spelt and pronounced the same way.
Right.
So you guys don't have to worry. It's just the bathe and the bath that is a bit different.
I shower in the shower, I bathe in the bath.
Bath.
Or we can also say bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing that you might have in your bathroom, that sort of big pot that you sit in, that bowl, that small swimming pool that you sit in. That's the bath or the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. I'm feeling all clean and energetic now.
We have one more word.
Oh,
word power.
Darn. Okay, yes, we should
control.
Mention this word, to control. If someone or something controls something, that means they have the power to change things, to make things go the way they want. Your parents might control your house, a teacher controls a classroom, and in a company, well, it's like our example sentence,
mm-hmm.
the boss controls almost everything about the company. The boss controls almost everything about the company. All right, Brenda says, and now it's a museum?
Mm-hmm.
The Hot Springs Museum?
Patricia says, yes, we can learn all about hot springs in there.
Wow, that's kind of an interesting thing to learn about. So what do? They continue to walk through Beto Park, which makes me think that we will continue to join them tomorrow.
Yes, day three of our article.
We'll be back after this short break. So libraries, beautiful parks, green buildings, hot springs, hot spring museums.
Yeah.
Sounds like you could at least spend a whole day in Beto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some of those hot springs, right, they're kind of hotels as well.
Yeah.
I think you can stay over. I heard some of them have great food as well. Hey, a whole weekend in Beto. Yeah, just do that. But remember, it's close by. If you live in Taipei, it's just an MRT ride away. So what's your excuse? Head out to Beto, but don't do it until the next day, because tomorrow we'll be looking one more time at a trip to Beto. So join us for day three. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
I wish you and your family good health in the new year.
I wish you and your family good health in the new year.
Hi, I'm Vina, 欢迎来到小聚会啦。新的一年啊，不免俗要和大家说声 Happy New Year, 新年快乐。不过为了不落入俗套，今天的小聚会呢，要教你另一句简单的问候哦。I wish you and your family good health in the new year. 祝你和你的家人呢，在这个新年里面都能身体健康。I wish 以及我希望怎么样怎么样是 greeting 问候的意思，例如 I wish you well 我希望你一切都好好的，或者是刚刚过的圣诞节我们唱的 I wish you a merry christmas 祝你有个美好的圣诞节。除了当作动词的 wish 呢，它有名词的用法，写信文末我们会使用 best wishes 祝好， or to be specific 想要明确一点，想要祝福对方什么呢，你就可以在 wishes 后面加一个 for somebody or something, best wishes to you or best wishes for a happy new year, 祝福你新年快乐。Health 呢，它就是 healthy 的名词啦。The condition of the body 意思就是指你的身体状况，或者是身体的健康。Good health 就是指身体健康。反之 ，poor p o o r poor health 就是指你的身体不好咯。Okay, time to practice our 小聚会。I wish you and your family good health in the new year. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
I wish you and your family good health in the new year.
I wish you and your family good health in the new year.
Visiting beautiful Beto. Brendan and Patricia are walking through Beto Park.
This is a nice park. What's that building over there?
That's the Beitou branch of Taipei Public Library.
It looks very beautiful and peaceful.
It's also very green. They use a lot of recycled water to take care of the plants there.
Are those solar panels on the roof?
Yes, the building is very energy efficient.
I'd like to go back there.
I want to see what's up ahead. What's this place?
It's the Beitou Hot Spring Museum. It used to be a public bath when Japan controlled Taiwan.
And now it's a museum?
Yes, we can learn all about hot springs in there.
They continue to walk through Beitou Park.
Public. Public. I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone. I lost my cell phone, so I called you using a public telephone. Library. Library. Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet. Wayne likes to go to the library to study because it's very quiet. Roof. Roof. Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof. Nina woke up to the sound of rain falling heavily on the roof. Control. Control. Control, controlled, controlled. The boss controls almost everything about the company. The boss controls almost everything about the company.